This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show, Kelly and Company, that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
Welcome back to the program. And folks, what do we got going on this weekend? The Pulse? Well, usually I tell you about when it's on, but I've got a few notes about it first, so please hang tight here. Join the AMI Audio at 1 p.m. Eastern this Saturday for our coverage of the Alliance for the Equality of Blind Canadians Conference, recognizing the International Day of for Persons with Disabilities, and catch the next episode of The Pulse Sunday at 11 p.m. Eastern Time and throughout the week, featuring a conversation with singer-songwriter James Ian about his new song, Representation Matters. The Pulse this weekend and available as a podcast, so do check it out. And remember, check out things a Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for the conference, and Joita will be there acting as host. Ramya Muthan, Kelly McDonald, hosts of Kelly & Company, standing by.
We're going to get into a lot of TV talk and a little AMI audio talk. Let's bring on Greg David.
I'm Greg David, and I love television. Reality shows, dramas, sitcoms, and documentaries. I watch them all. I'm excited to share my passion for the television industry with you in front of and behind the cameras as it changes and evolves.
It's true, Greg. We're going to talk about television and specifically about holiday TV. But since you're the communications specialist here at AMI, you're also going to squeeze in some AMI news. But we're getting into that holiday spirit. So we're talking about conventional networks, streaming services, and AMI audio, and what we have planned over the next few weeks to kind of prep everybody for the holidays. You want to start with the special project that we've been working on and teasing, like letting the cat out of the bag a little bit, a brand new radio play called Christmas Thieves, a small town radio play.
Yeah. Now, the two of you have both been involved in this, along with Dave Brown and Mike Ross and Jenny Bovard. Christmas Thieves, a small town radio play written by Greg Oliver Bodine and being produced by Special Arrangement with Play Scripts Incorporated. And I don't think I'm giving too much away by teasing the synopsis. It tells the tale of a radio host who is preparing for a telethon that's going to keep his radio station afloat. But when his cast falls ill, replacements are called in. Will they save the show? You'll have to tune in and find out. And you can tune in Friday, December the 24th. So that's Christmas Eve at 2 p.m. Eastern. And if you miss it, you really shouldn't. But if you do, tune in Sunday, December the 26th. So after you're done all of your Boxing Day sales and buying, December the 26th at 5 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio. And before we move on, I wanted to get your take, because we're going to talk about this in a second. It's a Wonderful Life, a live radio play that you both took part in last year. So, Kelly, what was it like working on a new radio play this year?
This year, again, just as fun, really always great to work with everybody, a smaller cast this time. Mm-hmm. So we had also learned a little bit about how to make up our rehearsing schedule and recording schedule so that it worked for everybody, but also gave people time to rehearse, feel confident in what they were rehearsing, Karen to get us notes, and also for those of us to carry on with everything else, because we know it's a busy time of year.
Yeah. And I think that's what some people don't realize, is that there's the amount of work that you all do on Kelly and Company every day, the research, the booking, the guests and everything, the technical stuff behind the scenes. But then now you're throwing in this radio play where you're not doing it live. You're doing rehearsals with other people like Dave, who you may not even, you know, this is probably one of the rare times where you actually get to work with Dave, because, you know, you just don't get to work with him. So Ramya, what's it been like juggling all of that? It must be, you know, fun, but also a little bit tough sometimes too.
Yeah, it was. Well, in the beginning, the whole point is that we have to coordinate what times work for everybody, right? And then stay pretty consistent to that. So that was probably the hardest part, picking something that works with everyone's days. Because like you said, Dave's a morning show guy. His schedule is different than Kelly and mine. We're like into the later afternoon for the workday. So that was fun. But honestly, though, I'm not going to lie, through every rehearsal, through every recording, I've had to contain laughing out loud pretty much every single time. Kelly can attest to that because it is actually so hilarious. Everyone does such a fun, funny, good job at acting, at putting together the chemistry that comes with doing this not face-to-face. And it's been really, really jokes.
Oh, that's great. So just a reminder, that's Christmas Thieves, a small town radio play. If you want to tune in for those jokes and those laughs, Friday, December the 24th at 2 p.m. Eastern. And then again, Sunday, December the 26th at 5 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
And Greg, last year's radio play, It's a Wonderful Life, a live radio play, is back this year, correct?
It absolutely is. And this is so great because I know that after it was done last year, you know, we can't offer these up as a podcast. So people mm-hmm. were asking when it was going to be replayed, and it wasn't going to be. But it is going to be back this year. It's a Wonderful Life, a radio play by Joe Landry. It celebrates the Frank Capra classic movie, and it airs Thursday, December the 24th at 5 p.m. Eastern, so Christmas Eve. And then we replay it again Saturday, December the 25th at 5 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio. You can listen to the voices, the AMI audio show hosts, producers, and contributors bringing the characters George Bailey, Mary Hatch, Mr. Potter, and Clarence are all being brought to life by our talented AMI audio folks. So again, that's December the 24th at 5 and then December the 25th again at 5. So what better way to spend Christmas Day than away from your family and listening to your AMI audio family on Christmas Day?
Oh, encouragement.
Yeah. Yeah, listen to us twice on the 24th. That's awesome. Okay, cool. So let's get into some of the TV talk then, because to help us prep staying away from family and watching television, yeah. What do the conventional television networks have in store for us when it comes to holiday classics?
Yeah, I had put in the notes that I hadn't received CBC's schedule yet, and I received CBC's schedule this morning, so a Christmas present from them. So the classic Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is going to be broadcast on December the 11th on CBS, back-to-back with Frosty the Snowman and Frosty Returns. Now, Frosty the Snowman and Frosty Returns are actually going to be on CBC this Sunday. That's December the 5th at 6 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. So if you want to get in on Frosty and you can't wait until later this month, you can check them out on CBC. And then Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is going to be broadcast on CBC on Tuesday, December the 14th. So you can watch it on CBS on December the 11th and then on CBC the 14th. The classic, one of my favorites, is Santa Claus is Coming to Town, and that's going to be on Thursday, December the 23rd on ABC. How the Grinch Stole Christmas is going to be coming up on CBC, starring Boris Karloff in the coming weeks. And then we've got It's a Wonderful Life, the movie that the radio play is based on, is going to be Saturday, December the 4th on NBC and Friday, December the 24th on CTV. So all the classics are going to be coming up in the next couple of weeks.
Frosty Returns always used to freak me out, the name, because I expected Frosty coming out of the bay in Tokyo and knocking buildings over, and then I realized, oh, that's because I'm from the Godzilla era, right?
Yes. Yeah,
okay.
I think Frosty, didn't Frosty battle Godzilla in one of those movies? I think you're right about that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was when he had the just with one hand, the other hand take on the three-headed monster, you know.
That's Ghibra. Right.
We talked about the Christmas movies that are broadcast all the time on the W Network. As a matter of fact, they started airing them during the summer under the Christmas in July banner. What should we be making note of, Greg, under the W Network programming schedule for the season?
It's crazy. There are too many to tell you about. Every single Friday, Saturday, and Sunday right through November, so the past month and now into December, features a new Hallmark holiday movie. That isn't even mentioning all the repeats of past movies that are being broadcast every single night during the week as well. So they feature titles like Christmas in Tahoe and Christmas CEO and some of those actors from yesteryear like Lacey Chabert, Candace Cameron Bure, Gregory Harrison, Ashley Williams, and Holly Robinson Peter, all starring in these movies. Pretty much every movie has the same synopsis, where a big city person heads to a small town. They sip hot chocolate and decorate a Christmas tree, realize the value of family and share a kiss in the movie's closing moments. So you can expect that, but it's like a warm cup of hot chocolate. You know what you're going to get, and you're totally okay with that. And I think we talked about this before. Certainly I've spoken with others about this, that we're really starting to see some diversity when it comes to the casting of these movies, which is great. Hopefully you're going to see more when it comes to people with disabilities. Man, if you've got W Network or are thinking about getting it just to get in the Christmas spirit, check it out, because you're good for TV movies right through Christmas and into the new year.
Wow, they could even do all the states, right? Just caught in the middle, like you have Christmas in Utah and before and after it, Christmas in Wyoming and Christmas in Colorado.
Oh, there's 52 of them, right? We could do 50. It's 50 states, 52 weeks. Yeah, 50 of them.
Yeah, it's crazy, okay. Right? And then we'll get into ours,
like
too.
April or something.
Christmas in Manitoba.
Yeah, but that's true. Just add some of the provinces. I was going to say that it's going to feel like deja vu when Mary Mammoliti brings Hallmark up later on in our cooking segment. So this is good. I like how you said hot chocolate already.
Oh, good.
How about the streaming services, Greg, like Netflix, Amazon, Disney Plus, anything that they have in store for us?
Yeah, the big one for Netflix is a special holiday season of Blown Away. So this is a Canadian competition series that's been filmed in Hamilton, Ontario. It features professional glass makers competing to make the coolest Christmas-themed creations out of glass. This has become a huge hit on Netflix, and so now they've done this four-episode mini-season of just Christmas. And Bobby from Queer Eye is the host of this. I haven't had a chance to check it out yet, but I've loved the first two seasons of Blown Away, so I'm looking forward to checking this one out. Over on Amazon, there are a ton of Christmas TV movies and films. So again, kind of like what the Hallmark movies are, head over to Amazon for those. And then on Disney Plus, there's Hawkeye. So that's the latest Marvel TV series that just launched last Wednesday. Now, it's going to be argued whether this is a Christmas-themed project, but I say to both of you, yes, because like Die Hard, it's set during the Christmas season.
Hmm. Okay. All right. Hawkeye. Okay, that's interesting. We, sir, are getting the final pieces in place with our preparations for the annual Kelly and Company holiday party, which will be virtual, of course, again this year, so everybody stays safe.
Yeah, I'm excited about the party. I'm going to be participating a little bit, I think, unless I don't make the cut. It's going to take place on Thursday, December the 23rd from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern. So, Ramya, can you tease at all what's going to take place this year? Can you give folks a little hint, or are you keeping it under your toque for now?
No. I've practiced some teases. So we have a lot of food talk, because it wouldn't be Kelly and Company or Kelly and Company holidays without food talk. There's going to be, similar to last year, cooking along with Mary Mammoliti. So she'll share a recipe with us, and it'll feel like we're right in her kitchen making along whatever recipes it is that she's making. That's always fun, especially to go back into the podcast and check it out and go through the actual recipe. Then we have some musical performances. It's basically a whole wrapped all-in-one bow artist corner feature, which like bringing back our artist corners, where we feature music from talents, our contributors, some guests that we're probably familiar with, familiar voices on the show. So lots of music there. It's actually going to be super fun, because we have a few parodies, and you know how much we like parodies. And then we have a quiz, of course. That's a classic, with Jeff Ryman and a couple of contributors fighting for, you know, holiday, I don't know, crown, not prizes,
supremacy. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And then artist showcases, where we have lots of talent, original reads, poetry, theatrical performances, whatever it is. It's a mishmash of really great talent that we're going to be showcasing. Greg, I think you're on that, no?
I am. Yeah, I did a couple of readings. And like I said, we'll see whether I get cut or whether I made the cut and will be part of the Christmas party. But I'm so glad that this tradition has been able to continue. You know, we want to keep everybody safe, so we're doing it again virtually this year. But I'm so glad to be part of it and proud to be part of it, because it's quickly become a Christmas tradition that people talk about throughout the year.
Totally. And I don't want to stop there. Just want to let people know that Fern Lullum is also going to be sending us a skit classic. Thank you so much, Greg.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Greg David joins us bi-weekly to talk television.
And we'll talk a little more Christmas. Ryan Delahanty joins us to talk about another production after this.
You've been listening to Kelly and Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.